Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show. Again, my name is Charlie Childs, Jr., host of the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. It's my job to give you at least one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul slash your mind and your body. We talk about your path to success, the tools and habits needed for success in your business, family, and faith. Today we're talking about art and also be featuring one of our major projects, the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. And it's very important. Art is a part of our lives, a part of our future, and also a part of our past. Some of the greatest artists that you know may not be people that you realize, such as politicians, singers, actresses. All these individuals participate in some form of art, whether it's painting or singing. But it's truly a part of our culture and a part of our time. And I do say, with a lot of other people say, that is one of the most important things that you can do in life is to participate in art. So we're going to talk about the mission, why they're doing what they're doing, and also where they're going to be doing it at. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/ the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're going to take a brief break. Today is April 16th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Because your eyes were open, because when you wanted to get up this morning, you were able to get up. Literally, thousands of people were not able to get up with you today. But you have a vision, you have a destiny, and we're going to give you something to think about because you need some tools in order to move from where you're at now to your future. We'll take a brief break. We'll be right back.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Today we're talking about the art gallery tour. And this is the artist call. All artists that paint, sketch, draw, photograph are all invited to the annual neighborhood gallery tour. We'll be taking the artwork of 50 artists on a six-city tour to be exposed to thousands of businesses and organizations. The selected cities for this year's tour are Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, Syracuse, New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Columbia, South Carolina. We do have a mystery city we're going to add towards the end, but we're very excited about this. This brainchild came about after, you know, experiencing art. Now, my artwork is social media, and so I can't say I can't draw, can't paint, but anyone can pick up a paintbrush and paint, but some are actually have specific skills, and also in that process have specific talent they can use to paint to give a message. And that's one of the questions we're going to talk about today. Why does art matter, and why do we decide to do this type of program? Why does art matter? Art is can be a mindset. Art can be a problem solver. Art can be that one thing that's missing to complete whatever you're doing. Because there is art in everything that we do. There's art when you cut your hedges. There's art when you clean a bathroom. There's art when you are writing a story. There's art how you walk. There's art how you talk. But art is important because, and it also should be taught at an early age, and that's one of the reasons why we started the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. I've been blessed the fact to have come across several different outstanding artists. The first initialization was my brother, Carl Childs, a fantastic artist. You've seen his artwork all over the internet. And in that process of developing the things that he did, I also got exposed to other artists around the country. And one of the questions that I saw that a lot of artists have is that how are they reaching out, how are they making themselves known to other individuals around the country about their artwork. Now, you do have the artist sometimes that does not want to show his work to other people. I understand that because art is a very personal, personal thing because it's an expression of an inner part of an individual. But in that process, I understood that mirroring social media and also giving a venue so that art from different regions of the country can combine and mix and find a new area is critical in the expansion of what an artist does, their livelihood, and also for them to be able to pay for what they like and love to do in life, in the life of art. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today along with on the Art Gallery Tour. We're going to take a brief break. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're going to be talking about, for the next couple minutes, why art is important here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about why does art matter? Why does art matter? I'm going to direct you to a website called theconversationofart.com. And it asks that question, why does art matter? You also will have the opportunity to add your why does art matter to you. Now, some of the quotes we have here are very deep and comprehensive and understandable. We're just going to take a few of those and listen to what they have to say. A gentleman says, art is life. Art is beautiful when it shows the attributes of the creator of the universe, and besides that, it describes me. That's another quote from an individual, art out of Tennessee. Another individual out of South Carolina, to me, art is making mistakes. It's the undetected magnificence of everyday life and the simple pleasure of creativity. Art makes our thinking excellent. That's pretty good. That's out of New England. Now, art makes our thinking excellent. Why does art make your thinking excellent? Because whatever you're trying to create, you want to create the best that you can create. And so you're automatically going to be working in the spirit of excellence in that process. That's why art makes thinking excellent. Art is an idea about the world around us shown through a person's ability. That's from Mary from Pennsylvania. Art speaks a language where some can understand and only a few can feel them. Art is the judge of a culture. What will they find when they dig up our past? This is from Scandinavia. Now, I have a correction. The one, art makes our thinking excellent. That's from the United Arab Emirates. Art makes me feel like more than myself. It makes me feel immortal. Well, that's kind of accurate when you have people who collect art from 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 500 years ago. A picture that someone has painted or drawn goes into the future and represents them. It's part of their legacy. Art matters because it is a way to communicate without the barriers of language. That is so true. A color can transmit 1,000 words. A picture can transmit 1,000,000 words, emotions and feelings at one time. And you don't have to understand a person's language, but you can understand the feelings through art. Art saves me from myself. Art saves me from myself. Art is critical. Art saves me from myself. That's deep. Heartfelt expression brings a healing balance. And so all the time we talk about on the Million Dollar Idea Network about bringing balance to your spirit, to your soul / mind, to your body. Art can help bring balance. Art is that expression, that connection that with your spirit that undercuts everything in order to get to your true feelings. You will see your true expression in if you create art. And you will see your true expression by having art around you and observing art. Art can be two different things to two different people. Heartfelt expression brings healing and balance. That's from Michelle in Australia. Art is a problem solver and it helps me in school. And art is just beautiful. I love it. That's from Lola in Arizona. Now, I always encourage children to draw. I always encourage children to express themselves in a way that only they truly can when they do it on pen and paper or marker and paper or crayons and paper, paint and paper. Because what happens, they can truly express themselves in the form of art. And often many times, what that can be used for as a tool for self-esteem, especially for children, when you can see that some of the work they've done is much further along or at a higher level than they could ever think of. If you're telling a six-year-old that they have college-level art and that they should continue, that's something they're going to think about. That's something they're going to look forward in the future, because that art is part of them. Again, a lot of people don't understand or realize that when an artist does work, it's an interpersonal expression of them that's being exposed to the public. That's why I have some artists that are very sensitive about their work. And you have to understand that if you're opening up the inner parts of your spirit, the inner parts of your mind and your body, and you're exposing other people, there's going to be some fear, there's going to be some apprehension, understandable, because they love what they did. But also, you know, other people can express appropriately also whether they like it or not also. But it's ultimately what the artist's expression is in that process and how it connects with you. Art is always new. And this is out of New York. And this is from Rachel in Geelong. I'm an art therapist. I work with many groups of people. Art helps us to connect to parts of self that may not yet be conscious. Gives people a voice who have never been able to communicate, no matter what your artistic ability. It has allowed me to form a relationship with a young girl who has chosen not to speak again, and it was the turning healing point in my own life. I went from agoraphobic to empowered, running art groups, workshops, and helping to empower others. And we want to thank Rachel for that commentary. All this is to encourage, to promote, for you to connect with your spirit. Because as I said before, you have to do things that not only govern and guide your spirit, but also things that soothe your spirit. And art has the opportunity to soothe your spirit. Because what happens, you pick a lot more information up in your spirit and your subconscious than you do in your conscious and in what you're doing on a daily basis. So I encourage everyone to have art a part of their life, whether you just want to sketch on the back of a napkin, or if you want to draw on brown paper bags with chalk, or even when your child brings their picture home, put it up on the refrigerator and show them that art is a part of your life because you enjoy the art that they've done. Now we're going to take a brief break. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. We're answering the question why art is important. And we're going to answer the why we do what we do for the Neighborhood Guide Tour in a couple of moments. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Good morning. How you doing? This is the host of the Million Dollar Idea Network show, Charlie Child. We're talking about what we always talk about here, Monday through Friday, about getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain with you. The Lord has brought you through. And in that process, understand that you need to help someone from behind. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, how it was designed, the Mind Child, and how it was created. Well, I have been blessed with the fact of seeing different art from different parts of the world, different parts of the country, and also to be in a hotbed of an artistic community of Charlotte, Gastonia, Columbia, and also familiar with the cities that we talked about before in upstate New York. All have a fantastic artistic tradition. And what our objective is to do that exchange, to exchange the artwork down here and to present it up there, and also to bring the artwork down here so people can get an understanding. Art is universal, but also in effect, there is a tremendous amount of talent out there that a lot of people don't know about. And so one of the first goals that we try to do is to, one, you know, collect a group of artists that have high quality art in terms of their expression, in terms of their skill set, and also are unique in what they present, and also unique in what they do. Because every artist is unique and have a way of expressing themselves. So our main mission is to take the local artists and give them the regional exposure in a different part of the country. Also introduce them to a new region and to a new art experience. And that new art experience goes to the public that we present it to. Now we do what's called a full social media workup in terms of use the artist virtual portfolio, and we'll talk a little bit about that later, and also local medium, and also in addition to that, some different local spots that they can do and talk about the individuals. Now we're taking artwork around the country on a tour. Again, introduce their art to several cities to be viewed and purchased. Use the best social media tools to promote our artists and put a powerful tool, the artist virtual portfolio, into the artist's hands that they can distribute unlimited to anyone they want to distribute it to. So often, many times, as an artist, you don't get the effect that you want or the sales you want just because people may not be aware of what you do and where you're at. And so one of the objectives here is to make sure the artist is aware of that. Now, there is a selection process, and we'll go over that in a moment. We want to talk more in depth about why we do what we do. Again, we're inviting all artists that are 18 years of age and above that paint, sketch, draw, photograph, are invited to participate in the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. Now, more about our story. Now, I am a lover of art. And I've observed amazing artists across the country. And we can assist artists in giving their work to the world by using sponsorships and social media. They will also realize that there's a greater need to expose our communities to art because of the disappearing art programs across the country. And the Neighborhood Gallery Tour has been developed as one of our responses to this issue in our lives today. And I do have a quote from, let's see what we have here. Just saw it a second ago, from John F. Kennedy. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth. And when I say art, I'm covering the full gamut of art. If you're a visual performing artist, a painter, a singer, a dancer, all those, whether you fiber, wax, all those are covered in when I say the term artist. And I've seen some wonderful things that an artist can do with their imagination with the form they're working in. Whether it's clay, whether it's ice, whether it's leather, all these things bring an experience to the individuals that observe it. And so when you watch art, or when you watch art being created, or if you look at art, if you go to a museum, and I encourage you to go to all the local museums in your community. Charlotte has a wonderful set of museums. Also, in addition to that, Columbia, Raleigh, all these cities that are featured in our tour have a wonderful set of artistic culture for support for their work. So I encourage you to go out to your communities, not just the ones that I mentioned, but also the ones in your community that are around the country and around the world to this broadcast, because art is something that touches you in a way that no one else can touch you. And especially if you're a connoisseur of art and you like to work in art, and those individuals like to do that, and that's happened to be what I've started doing this process, is to be a connoisseur of art. And I can't paint the Picasso. I can't throw the clay. I cannot do any fiber or anything of the such. When I say fiber, is actually an art form to weave patterns into cloth. But I'm a lover of art, and art is special because when it connects with you, that makes it more special and individual to you. And so that's why we've come together to put the Neighborhood Gallery Tour together. And one of those responses, again, is to make sure that people realize that where the art programs are having challenges around the country, and that art is special, art is important. Art is important for society as we know it, because the imagination, and I tell children this all the time, your imagination is your greatest weapon. Now we're coming up on the top of the hour. It is 30 minutes after the hour here on April 16th, 2015. I want to thank everyone for being on our show and calling in and listening, and also the archive listeners. I want to thank you for that. We're going to continue. We'll take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're talking about the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, is getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. And today we're talking about using art in that process. Art and the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. Art is a process. Actually, I came across a very, very powerful quote here. Art, whether we are creating it, interpreting it, or simply enjoying it, it brings us closer to our authentic selves. It is a way of expressing, exploring, releasing, remembering, dreaming, and understanding. And this is from an individual out of, this is Lee out of Cummings, Georgia. And that is truly, truly accurate, because I've been in an experience having our seasoned citizens going through an art therapy class that my brother Carl placed and I put on for senior citizens community a couple years ago. And we played music from their time period, and they enjoyed creating, and it brought a new level of energy to them that they didn't have before. And I highly encourage organizations that deal with the young and our seasoned citizens to include art as a form of expression and a form of release. We did a Scripture and Scribbles program for a church a couple years ago. And what Scripture and Scribbles is that we select a scripture, and then based on that scripture, everyone in the room draws a picture using crayons, pencils, markers, on paper of what that scripture creates in their mind. And when you see that expression in children, it is a wonderful observation for them to understand and make the connection to scripture and the art form that they're in. And also, at that same time, we were able to see true geniuses at the age of 6, 7, 8, and 9. I mean, if you have someone that has the same quality of work, art skill as a college-level student at 6 years old, is a very special thing to observe. Welcome back to the show. Well, we had a connection problem here from our studio and to Blog Talk Radio, but it's all good because we're all being recorded. So what you missed will be updated on our site, and also take a look at our site. We made some changes on there. We got some new schedulings coming on. We're going to be talking about Destiny on Monday. In addition to that, we'll have some things going on Tuesday, Wednesday, through the whole week. We have a full schedule that's accessible now on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and so we're very excited about that. And I'm going to go on and talk about what we're always talking about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, especially with art. And the expression of art that we were talking about before, I don't know how much was over the air, but the excitement that is generated when in an art therapy session with our senior and seasoned citizens, and that they bring a new level of energy to them that they did not want to stop. They wanted to continue. Of course, you can't continue the whole day, but we were able to give them an experience that they were able to take back to their room or take back to their family that was most positive and uplifting for them for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and the rest of the year. And so, be able to impact in art is critical, because when you impact in art, either at the youth or our seasoned citizens, that in itself is giving back to the community what they are truly missing, that energy, that experience, that childlike quality of creation. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and this time we're talking about art, and we're going to talk about the Neighborhood Gallery Tour now. I'm going to take a brief break here, and because I was continuing to talk while we're disconnected, and we'll be right back. Again, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com. Where art is critical, where art is relevant, where art matters in our lives today.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
they shall run and not be weary.
They shall
walk and never faint.
Faith
that
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line. This time we're talking about art and the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. Now, the tour will be approximately 6 months from June 15th to December 30th, 2015. It's open to all artists 18 years of age that produce 2D work. Now, all artists that enter the Neighborhood Gallery Tour will receive what's called an artist virtual portfolio, which is a portfolio they can place their art in, do their own personal message, comments, and testimonials about their art, and be able to actually submit that to any website, place it on Twitter, Facebook, any place they would like to, it can be placed on in terms of social media. Now, all applicants must be received by June 1st, 2015. Now, we'll have a special 50 Selected Artists reception will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, the second week of June 2015. Now, the rules for entering are on the website. Go to the website, theneighborhoodgallerytour.com, and you'll be able to look at the prospectus. And just want to just go over some a few details that artists will receive. Now, the awards, now the 50 artists awarded, the 2015 Neighborhood Gallery Tour, these awardees' art will be featured in the tour. Now, the awarded artist's work will be exhibited in 6 cities for approximately 1 month for each city. You'll receive a certificate of award for the for participating in the 2015 Neighborhood Gallery Tour, the artist's virtual portfolio, and also featured on the Neighborhood Gallery Tour online gallery for 6 months after the show. Now, the first place show trophy is $1,000, and we have more awards, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. Now, the artists that are not selected will receive a certificate for participating in the application process, and we also be awarded a certificate for a 10-page virtual portfolio they can use to connect with their social media. Now, during this whole process, artists get a mini lesson about social media and how they can use the artist's portfolio in order to expand the footprint of people who know them about their work. One of the best ways that can be done is to give that connection, that link that's created that has your information, your personal information in terms of what you do, how you do it, the process, a mini video in addition to that. And you can have your current supporters distributed and have them take a look at this. And also it's a great support for your current website also. Now, in addition to those awards, we will also have not only just the grand prize, the best of show or first place best of show, but a second prize is $750, third place of show, $500, and also each city will have a People's Choice Awards for each city. So each city we go to, they will have a voting there to select the best piece they feel is in the show right now for each city. And each one will receive $100 prize and certificate for that also. And that's for the People's Choice Awards for each city. Again, we do art because art is critical in life, critical in society. And in that process, we also want to make sure that the best artists that are out there, they get viewed, because we often know that in that artist you find in the gallery that's off the road, in Kings Mountain or Hendersonville, North Carolina, doesn't get the exposure they should. And so that's part of why we do what we do. But also at the same time, that great artist that's in Syracuse, New York, that's in a small gallery that's not listed but does some phenomenal work, we're able to bring it down here and to expand your footprint and also take care of social media. Now, what does this cost the artist? It costs the artist only the application fee to apply, but also all the proceeds, 100% of their sales, of their artwork, go back to the artist. So we don't take any kind of percentage or anything like that. 100% of the sales of the individual art to or by the artist goes back to them. And so it's a great opportunity to be viewed around the country. At the same time, we'll also be announcing some possibilities, have some guest artists also. But the individuals that would like to be selected and participate, I highly encourage you to go to the neighborhoodgallerytour.com, and you'll be able to actually submit your a picture of your artwork, up to 3 pictures. And the application fee is $40, which is comparable to a lot of artists' competitions and exhibits around the country. And we ask you to apply. Now, who's going to be selecting the artists for the 2015 Neighborhood Gallery Tour? Well, I'm not one of the members of the jury. I'm not a member of the jury. The only thing I have the ability to do as a director is to invite people I feel who have high-speed art, and I would like to see them participate. That's the only thing I can do, and I'm allowed to do 50 of those. And I started that process already. So if you receive an email from Charlie Childs Jr., Executive Director for the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, respond to it. We're inviting you to become part. When I say inviting, they're inviting you to apply to become part and have our jurors go through and for you to have the opportunity to have your art selected for the tour. Now, our jury professionals have over 100 years of combined experience in the world of art. They will select the 50 artists to be in the 2015 Neighborhood Gallery Tour. And I encourage all individuals who do 2D art, and also in that process, there's people who do not, are not selected, will have an opportunity to have their art viewed on our site in terms of our gallery we have there on there also. So again, we're very excited about this, and we highly encourage you to participate. And if you know someone that does great art, have them apply. You never know. Have them apply. Again, details for the tour can be located on the neighborhoodgallerytour.com. Also, you can go to our Blog Talk Radio site, and you'll see the website and also the link to the NGT prospectus if you want to get more additional information. And I highly encourage all people who listen to this program, and also if you know somebody that does great art, a lot of people don't know about them, but you feel other people should know about them, contact them. Tell them that there's an opportunity that you might be able to participate and get your art seen 1,500 miles from where you're at right now, 800 miles from where you're at right now, 500 miles from where you're at right now. So I highly encourage you to do that. Again, we're going to take a brief break. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here in this Getting Across the Finish Line. Today, we're talking about the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, why art matters, and why we do what we do in order to get the message out there that art is important, art is special, art touches you where you cannot be touched by other things. Also, it's that self-esteem, that motivation, that inspiration that comes from within, that has an actuality and is created for everyone else to see. Again, we'll take a brief break. We'll be right back. And
listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Coming this Monday, we'll be talking about your destiny. How do you find out what your destiny is? How you find out what your purpose is? Where you're at right now? And try to help you to get where you're supposed to be. Here again on the Million Dollar Idea Network on Inspiration Monday. Welcome back to the show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And we're talking about art today. Art is special. Art is fantastic. Art is wonderful. Go outside and enjoy the art. Nature is an art. Viewing nature is an art. Watching the beautiful color of birds, the clouds in the sky, and being able to paint those are incredible. But just being able to observe the painting, the sketching, the drawing, a photograph. I saw on Flickr last week, a gentleman that uses his skill in oil painting to use it in digital art. And he's incredible. I can't remember his name. Matter of fact, see if we can look him up real quickly here. But this gentleman, it was amazing what he was doing with a digital pad. And he used the same skill set that he learned in oil painting, he uses in a digital realm. And in oil painting, what I've heard and what I've observed is that people like the type of control they have in terms of the color, the shading, and the lighting. And when I read this man's interview and saw his presentation, that he has twice as much control, twice as much as color depth. And this gentleman has done covers for prints. He's done magazine covers around the country, all based on the depth of color, the personality in parts from him, and his creativity, and the artists that that work with him. One of his highlights, one of the artists that Prince works with, told them to tell him, that's how Prince works, that he liked his art. And he sent him an email like 1 o'clock in the morning. Prince told someone to tell him that he likes their art. And that's cool to get an email from that, an email talking about that. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Art is critical. Art is exciting. Again, you have art in you. Whether you're working the numbers, whether you're working the numbers, which is an art form, whether you are cutting the grass, that's an art form. Because all of that reflects in the spirit of excellence in what you're doing. If you're creating something, pride of work is good. Because that spirit of excellence flows through it. When you have that spirit of excellence, that means it has to be right or you can't let it go out. And that's where customer service comes in. The customer has to be treated perfectly. Their experience has to be perfect or it doesn't happen. That's what sets you apart in business. That's what sets you apart in business. That spirit of excellence. And that is what is embodied in artists around the country, artists around the world, that it's just not quite right yet. It could be perfect to our eye, but if it's not perfect to the artist's eye, it can't go out. We're going to take a brief break here and use the blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Programming coming up again. We are looking to have our new app up and running by the first week of May. And we'll have an unofficial date because I have to get all the information out to them. It's just been a scheduling and programming challenge that we've had lately. But we're very pleased with the work and how they presented everything. And so we're going forward with everything, so we're very excited about that. Also in that process, we are going to be no longer be a show. We're actually going to be on an internet station. So very excited about that. And now we're looking for that to take place officially on May 15th. And so we're very excited about that. So keep us in your prayers and so things can go forward, because we'll be reaching out to a lot of different organizations for memberships and things like that to become part of what we're doing. Now, in conclusion, again, we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, be encouraged, be inspired. But also at the same time, once you're at the top, turn around and mentor somebody, talk to somebody about your experience. Tell them that they can do what you've done. All they have to do is go through the process. That's important for each one to bring one or each one to bring 10. Is there enough for the top? For everybody. Not just some people. No one has to lose. Everyone can make it to the top because each one's destiny, each one's purpose is their own individual creation. And so if you're working on your own individual creation and you're progressively going after it, you automatically win. And that's the message we have here. We're saying art is part of that process because art can soothe the soul, bring healing, and also in addition to that, be that problem solver that you have and that you problem solver that you need. We're going to talk to artist Carl Childs at the moment. We're going to ask him the question, why does art matter to the world today, and what does art mean to him? We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back, and we're going to have our extended time today, which is all good, and because it's part of the process here on the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show. We have Mr. Carl Childs, the artist, American artist Carl Childs, joining us today. In reference to the art, of course, we have to have the artist on to talk about the art, because we cover quite a bit. And Mr. Childs, thank you for being with us today.
Good morning to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. And I thank God for opening my eyes today.
Fantastic. The question we have on the table, why does art matter? You heard a couple of quotes, but why does art matter to you?
Well, art matters to me because you're able to take something that's on the inside, something that's on the inner universe that God has given you as a personal and special gift, and you're able to lift it up to the world. And what I mean by lift it up to the world is if you have an image on the inside and you take that image and you put it onto canvas or any type of canvas, basically, not just canvas for painting, but if you put it into leather or take that and put it into ceramics or into printmaking, you're taking something that God has given you as a gift and you're manifesting it into something physical for everyone else to see, whether it's 2D work or 3D work. And then you're bringing life to that situation. You're bringing life to that image. So obviously when we look at artists just over the centuries, they become known not just because of the skill of their work. Think about it. All these images and things are coming from God. So you're talking about your spiritual connection that you have with God is allowing you to display to the world that He is real. It's allowing you to see that there is, that He is greater than us, you know, that He is our Heavenly Father. And that's what it boils down to, that art, it is extremely personal, but you are talking to the world. You know, God's communicating to the world through what you create as an artist. So God is talking all the time, but also at the same time, it's so personal, it's customized. That's why anyone, you know, I was just talking to a lady a minute ago. She said she had something about having a 4-year-old daughter. And I was like, look, anyone that's willing to scribble or do something, that can be developed, that can be encouraged. You know, I've worked with people that, like I said, especially last summer, worked with 4-year-olds, and I've worked with people that are in their 90s, and worked with people in between. So we all have potential on the inside. It's just when it comes to us artists, we've stepped out of the crowd and are consistently showing our working and developing the gift God gave us. We're not just going on just the raw talent that God gave us. We're developing it. We're refining it. We're getting deeper depths of it. That's the difference between artists and just anyone that's just doing other work or other artwork, not at the same level.
What's that famous quote from Pablo Picasso?
Well, Picasso, he's got a range of quotes, and I think the quote that you're referring to is the one he says about everyone being an artist. And most people, they go by part of that quote. There's a second part of that quote, and the thing is for us as adults, continuing to be an artist is the gist of the rest of the quote. I don't remember the actual wording of it, but that's the gist of it. Everyone starts out as a child. You're fresh clay when you're born. You're fresh clay when you're born. And depending on the type of contamination you're exposed to that you allow into your life, and I'm talking about contamination such as negative people, negativity, the can'ts, the won'ts, the 18 million reasons why something can't be done versus coming up with a solution. And same thing when I tell anyone, it's all right to complain about a problem, but you have more credibility if you have the solution not tagged onto the back of it versus someone whining and moaning about something. As an artist, you're going to go through being ostracized in some aspects or ridiculed because you're putting a lot of energy and emotion up forward from the inside. And most people do not have the intestinal fortitude to do that. Otherwise, everyone would be prolific artists right and left, you know.
Yeah, true.
So you're talking about it takes courage, it takes great guts because you have people that are going to love what you do because of who you are and who you represent. You have people going to go against what you do just to try to hurt your feelings because they know this is sensitive. You know, if I'm telling you that, you know, this, you know, if I tell you that my right arm is sensitive to the sunlight and then someone's putting my arm into the sunlight, they're trying to expose that. They're trying to. If I identify this as a potential weakness, some people are going to zone in on that. And
right.
As an artist, even in school, people will try to. You'll have some fellow students and some instructors will try to break you down with a critique. And it's like they're not writing the checks for what you do. So that's why you don't get wrapped up on critiques. A critique is supposed to be constructive. constructive criticism to improve the product that you made. If I make a leather bracelet and someone said, hey, you know, I've been doing this X amount of time, you know, if they got some credentials or even if they can give a little input. You know, I made a knife sheath the other day and I had a feeling it needed another rivet here, but I went ahead and showed it because it was 90% complete. And when you got people around, you have to take advantage of that time. And then one guy pulled me and said, he said, you got time for self-criticism? I knew he was going to say. It just told me the level that he was at. He said it would be perfect if there was another rivet right there. And I said, I was waiting for someone to say that. So now that I know that you're an artist, guess what? You have a website. I started answering this question. And guess what? Linked up from there. So as an artist, I left the flaw there to see what level of person would have the guts and intestinal fortitude to say something.
Appropriately. Yeah.
That's the difference. Not everyone's willing to do that, but the thing is, I was able to do that, and I was able to pull one person out of the crowd that everyone said that they were artists, but this person, by them distinguishing themselves, by pulling me aside and saying, hey, are you open to constructive criticism? I'm always open to constructive criticism because it's only going to make things better. And as an artist, I need to get other people's feedback. So that's the other thing as an artist. We do crave feedback and a certain amount of attention of what we do. So we need to put images out there for people to say, hey, this is good. Even if someone says it sucks, it's all right. It's still feedback.
Yeah.
It's still feedback. Well, why does it? Well, it sucks because when I look at it, it makes me feel this way. You might get that kind of energy, that type of action, that type of response. So someone might be attracted to your work because it makes them feel a certain way. And if it makes them, in a sense, feel negative, some people may gravitate to that, you know, just as well as, you know, for me as an artist, when you look at you just look at this piece here, I know people can't see it, but I'm generating stuff that's going to have energy to it, work. I'm generating things that are going to set up conversation, not just when you're viewing it in a show, but people are going to go home and talk about it. People are going to tweet about it, and that's what it's about. It brings life. This is something that started out as an idea. This is something that started out that God gave you on the inside, and you selected through all that God gave you, put it on a canvas, put it in some type of a medium, present it to the world saying, this is what I have on the inside. And people are like, wow, all of that? Well, you got to give the glory to God because that's where it's coming from. That's what it's about.
So what do you think about what kind of art should be in people's lives on a daily basis?
That's a very good question. When we're talking about art, most people, what would come to mind would be, when you say art, people think of paintings and things like that. But when you're looking at art, there's art around us all the time. So you have what we would call the art. This is a creative process. Creative art is more of your paintings, your traditional things people used to, prints, things like that. When you say art, people think, okay, paint. You know, depending on the level they're at, they're younger, they're thinking crayons and markers. As soon as you say art or Play-Doh or clay, you know, as you upgrade. But the thing is when we're looking at, you know, vehicles that we drive, the bridges we cross, the buildings we see, that's artwork as well. So, you know, you're talking architecture, things like that. So there's a range of artists that are out there, like Frank Gehry, that do specialized buildings. And things like that, that's an artist. So as far as artwork around us, yes, I'm going to be for the visual artists, the mediums that I work. You know, you should have a print in your office or home because it's going to beautify your office or home. Just as well, at the same time, you should be wearing one of my leather bracelets because this is a covering since the beginning of time when man was God opened his eyes to utilize this as clothing, as armor, as all of this. This is something, that's special. So that's something you're really bonding with part of the world, where leather, a natural product. And then on top of that, like I said, enjoying the art that's been created around us. I mean, like I said, you can look at anything on a desk. You know, this computer itself is art. The phone is art. The ergonomics in the phone. So we're exposed to art. We're kind of steeped in art. But for me, the art that's going to connect and generate conversation is that visual art piece. I love doing ceramics because ceramics, I can do a range of different forms. I love to do functional pottery. If I give someone a cup or a mug that I made, They're going to bond with that because they're going to use it. It's not something that they could buy from any store. It's unique to them. Same thing if I make someone a leather purse. It's going to be unique to them. There's not like there's 18 million of them out there and their friends are going to have the same one. So art that's going to communicate to the individual on a personal level, make a statement on a global level, and also at the same time, the person, it either has a practical use to it or it increases and beautifies the area that they're in.
Right.
In the best case scenario.
Okay. All right, Mr. Childs. Well, I thank you for your commentary for today, and look forward again. What do you got any special events coming up?
Yes, I have a class tonight, so anyone that is trying to learn more about leather, they can come to 1801 North Tryon Street in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you have to be into the building. We're talking the, what side? The 300 side. So you're talking the parking lot that's across from Amtrak Station. Park there. You're going to see a multicolored pole near a door. You just walk up those sets of steps to get into that door. You have to be into the door before 6 o'clock. And then, like I said, you can wait by the art case that's there. And then we'll get everyone into the classroom once they come around. And we can go from there. Same thing, they can just send an email if you're interested in the class to artistcarlchilds@gmail.com. Send an email saying, hey, I'm trying to get to your class, or hey, I want to come to the class, and then we'll go from there. And, you know, we have a schedule. I'll put more information out, but right now I'm going to have more dates to put out for people to give them the options to be able to make it to the class. So,
all right, Mr. Childs, appreciate you being on today. We're going to take
a brief break.
Cool. Listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about helping you get the tools you need to get across the finish line, because there's room for everyone to be at the top. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Billion Dollar Idea Network. We went a little long today, but that's all good because it's always nice to have options. Again, we want to thank everyone for being on the show today, Mr. Childs, and also the Neighborhood Gallery Tour. And Neighborhood Gallery Tour, again, is open to all artists age 18 above. The Do 2D work, again, the deadline for all applications must be received by June 1st, 2015. You can also locate that information on the NeighborhoodGalleryTour.com or also go to the Blog Talk Radio website for the Million Dollar Idea, Million Dollar Idea Radio Show, our website for that particular episode. Also on there you'll find the NGT prospectus, which gives you all the details in order to submit your application to be considered for the tour. Again, it's about the art, it's about the painting. It's about the feeling that is derived when you see art. It's the feelings you derive when you create art. It's that inspiration received from the spirit, and it actualizes itself in your hands and when you commit yourself to doing the artwork in a medium. All those things touch all three components of your being. That's why art is important, because it touches not only the world around you, but first it has to touch you and your total being for it to be expressed. And it is your problem solver. If you can use your imagination, it can be resolved. Whether it's work, relationship, business, faith, and your future, all can be resolved by using the creative skills you derive from using your imagination. That means everything is possible. All things is possible in Christ who strengthens us. So with that being said, and for today, that is all I got. God loves you, and best is yet to come.